Prophet Joel tells the priests to weep. O ministers of the altar, weep and beg the Lord for mercy. The priests weep. We weep for our own sins, but also for the sins of the people. The scriptures say that our role, our job, is above all two things: to be a watchman and a shepherd. Does anybody know what the watchman does on top of the watchtower? Why is there somebody on top of a watchtower? Anybody? Yes, Gavin. So no one, what'd you say, breaks the rules? Is the watchman watching the people inside the city? Or is he looking outside the city? What do you think, Jay? Okay, he's watching to see if there's somebody coming with a message to let them in, right? Or with a threat, right? With war, if there's some danger. Because the whole city needs to know when the danger is coming so they can be prepared. What happens if the watchman falls asleep? The whole city is in danger. They're not going to know, right? The watchman has an important role to point out danger, to prepare others for it. And what does the shepherd do? Right? We know the shepherd leads the sheep to find good pasture, right? To get good food. But you know what? The sheep are hungry. They're going to find food on their own, pretty much, aren't they? That's not the most important thing a shepherd does. What else does a shepherd do for the sheep? Yes, Brock. Watches out for them? Why? Is there any danger?
Yeah.
From what? From the wild animals. Right? It said that King David wrestled a bear and subdued it. He was a shepherd. The wolves came. The shepherd drives them away. Priests weep before the altar. The watchmen, the shepherds. Because there is danger. Now, this message isn't so much for you kids as it is for the bigger, older kids here. We need to remember the severity of sin. St. Paul is imploring us, he's begging us, because he knows how important it is. This is strong language. Joel is saying, perhaps, even now, perhaps the Lord might have mercy on us. Because he knows how our sins hurt us and hurt others. And so many of us think, oh, well, my sins don't, they don't, it's no big deal. I'm not hurting anyone. King David in the Psalm said, against you, you alone, Lord, have I sinned. Every one of our sins not only hurts us, but it's an offense against Almighty God. It's an offense against Jesus, who is deserving of only one thing from us, our love, our love. So priests weep before the altar because we know that we are sinners, and we weep because we need to implore mercy for you. Father Peter and I will be imploring the Lord. We will be stepping into the breach as mediators. We will be begging the Lord to have mercy on you. But I need to confess as well. I need to confess that although I have not taught you error, I have not been clear enough in speaking about sin. I have not been a good watchman. I have not been the shepherd that I should be. Because sin kills the divine life in our souls. And if I just let the enemy come and take us away without warning, That's my fault, not yours. If the shepherd falls asleep and isn't watching for the enemy, that's my fault and not the sheep's fault. I beg the Lord for mercy on my soul. But I need to take more seriously this charge, this role, this commission. Because what is Lent about? We're journeying to Calvary. And what is Calvary? Calvary is a place that if you go, you have shivers down your spine. It's a place of death. It's a place that is gruesome. It's a bloody place where the Lord, the King of Glory, was crucified. The perfect one. The one whose every act, whose every thought, whose every intention was love, was killed. And when we journey to Calvary, it's not they who crucified Jesus. I did that. My sins did that. I crucified the Lord of glory. And I weep knowing that my sins did that. That it was me. It was me. Brothers and sisters, we need to take sin seriously. Sin kills our souls. Every mortal sin that we commit drains the divine life from us. Why do we put ashes on our head, right? We do it to be reminded of our mortality, but to repent and to realize this is what we are without divine life. Without the grace of God, we're nothing. Nothing. You can do nothing. We have no life without the life that God gives us. So we place these ashes on our forehead. This is who I am without God. This is what sin does to my soul. Death. The wages of sin are death. And we don't realize it until we look to the cross and say, I did that. It was my sins that crucified you, Jesus. That's the result of our sins. And that's exactly what happens in our souls. When we intentionally miss Mass on Sunday, it's a mortal sin. Separates us from the divine life. Sex outside of marriage, or not according to God's plan, his procreative and unitive plan, destroys the life of God in us. When you're defrauding your clients, when you're not treating your employees well, when you're cheating your employer, if you do that seriously, those sins destroy the divine life. Even our venial sins make it harder for us to receive the life of God, his grace, his love. We need to be serious about sin because the wages of sin are death. We have crucified the Lord of glory. But thanks be to God, we have mercy. We have forgiveness. We have a Father who loves us so much that he sent what was most precious to him, his only begotten Son. We have a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. And it's not perhaps the Lord will have mercy. Even now, despite our terrible sins, even now we can maybe hope, maybe. It's not that at all. We have the certainty of God's love and his mercy. It's not a perhaps. It's an assurance that's been offered to us if we go to him with a sincere heart and beg for mercy, beg for forgiveness. Nothing more that God wants to do for us than give it to us, to to restore us to his grace, to give us his life again. So brothers and sisters, weep with me. We run to the Lord with our whole hearts today. We journey to Calvary knowing what our sin has wrought, but knowing that Jesus is going to come down off of that cross to embrace us with his mercy, to fill us with new life. So we sign ourselves today with ashes. Without God, we are nothing, but we trust in his mercy, and with him, all things are possible.